Wonder Soul.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Wonder Soul podcast. Unfortunately, I was not able to schedule a guest in time for this episode to come out on Wednesday. And if you guys have been following along recently, that is definitely a goal of mine. I really want to release episodes consistently on the same day of the week, if it is possible. And it is possible because here I am. I have taken a break from playing some Halo on my Xbox to sit down and talk to you guys for a few minutes about something that I've recently gotten super into. And yeah, it should be interesting. Hopefully, I hope you guys find it interesting or entertaining. Anyways, thank you guys for supporting the episodes and the podcast in general, whether you've been listening to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I think those are like the two major ones. I'm not sure of many other ones that people actually listen. I think Google Podcasts is no longer a thing, or at least is going to shut down. I got an email about that. Other than that, YouTube, thank you. And that's why we're trying to do this awkward video stuff here, because I'm still trying to get comfortable with it. And this is why I've disconnected my mic so I can kind of get a little bit more relaxed and comfortable and talk to you guys. Because when I just record an audio podcast or an audio episode, it's a different vibe. It's a different energy. I'm able to just kind of do my thing and relax. Now the Tascam recordings, those are going to be a little bit trickier. I'm starting to realize that, you know, so many factors you can't control. But we'll get to that bridge when we cross it, right? So anyways, thank you guys for supporting. And I will try my best this week to get a guest on and record a good episode, and hopefully we can schedule that out and make that work. With that being said, if I do, I'll make sure to get it out as soon as possible. And you guys let me know what kind of topics that you're familiar with when it comes to what you hear me talk about and show interest on the show. That helps me kind of like dictate what guests and people and friends and, you know, the kind of direction I want to take the podcast. But today I'm going to be a little selfish and sit here and blab about something that has kind of taken over my life recently. So just a little bit of a background story. I don't know what I'm doing here. In January, I'm pretty sure it was late January, early February, I got offered free tickets to a wrestling event in my city, and I was not initially on board with attending this event. I was like, I'm not really into wrestling. I talked to my girlfriend. Well, before I did, I thought, well, I don't think she'll be into it. So anyways, we ended up talking about it later that night, and turns out she was like, hell yeah, let's go. Let's check it out. Why not? I was like, yeah, it could be fun. Yeah, sure, why not? Be a first. And it was a first. I had never been to anything wrestling related, like let alone WWE. So I was like, you know, maybe, just maybe, seeing it live, it will be a different experience. But so we go, and it was like hella cold that night. The Coliseum that we went to, it seemed like that was the most people that I've witnessed attend an event there. Like, and I haven't been to this specific location a lot. They usually do stuff with like the fair. So that was really cool. I was like, wow. And I was also like, I'm sure a lot of these people aren't from this particular city. They were coming in from all around because, you know, maybe you know, this would have been the closest venue for them to go to something like this. So, first of all, getting there, just the crowd and that alone was like, oh shit, there's a lot of people into wrestling. Like, and I've known wrestling has been popular, and I've known about wrestling throughout my life. There's been moments that I tried to get into it, or I was more aware, and I sit down and watch a Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, and but nothing really ever sunk its teeth into me. Nothing really hooked me. Like, I kept tabs on it vaguely. But I never really got into, like, that kind of sports entertainment. Like, I'm not really into the UFC, never been a big boxing fan. So wrestling was also just something that kind of eluded me, even though there was other things in entertainment that I liked that involved fighting and wrestling type, you know, themes and stuff. And so it was kind of bizarre that I hadn't checked it out earlier, but this is all leading up to going to this event. Like, right off, the first thing that you notice is the energy. Like, the people there were passionate. They were, like, super passionate. And it was, like, an energy that you could feed off of. And even though I didn't know any of the names of the wrestlers, even though I didn't know any of their music or their, you know, their openings and their moves and the different types of fights and the whole thing, like, I went in completely blind for the most part. But, like, the crowd, you just, like, it was the contagious, you know, vibe that was just all over that building. And me and my girlfriend, we had a really good time. It was so much fun. And we saw a lot of cool wrestlers. And in retrospect, that also encouraged me to invest more into it, because I thought it was really cool that some of the wrestlers that were there that night were pretty big superstars. Like, it wasn't beneath them to go to this smaller venue, you know? And one of them is, like, the face of the WWE right now. Cody Rhodes was there. I got to see Cody Rhodes, and that was really cool. And we saw Becky Lynch, who's also, like, a main event WrestleMania person right now. Damian Priest, Jey Uso. See, I'm starting to learn all the people. Anyways, we had a blast, and we bought a t-shirt. It was just like, we went down on the floor to get in the merch line. They sort of had this intermission, and so we were just like front row seats, man. Like, I looked up prices for some of the SmackDowns coming up. There's one close by. I think it's going to be in Memphis, Tennessee in the next 3 weeks. Like, The Rock is supposed to be there. It's supposed to be this whole thing. And I was like, oh shit, I kind of want to go. Anyways, I looked at tickets and I'm like, oh shit. Like, when you get down there on the floor or the ringside, like, it can get up there. I think some of the tickets I came across, now maybe this is not normal, and wrestling seems to be popping these days. I don't know. Part of me feels like when you own a red car, you think you see nothing but red cars out there. It's that kind of thing. It's a weird thing about your perspective and lens. So I'm like over here going, oh man, I'm fucking into wrestling like heavy right now. Oh wait, this shit's popular. But really, it's like algorithms are like feeding into like my interest and curiosity into this whole thing. Anyways, that's a side tangent. Sidebar. But where was I with that whole thing? Let me get back to something. Anyways, great fights, great atmosphere, great energy. Fans were awesome. Fans make those events, man. I heard that, like, during COVID, shit was so bad. Like, and I've started to kind of do, I wouldn't say research, but, you know, wrestling comes on Monday, Friday. If you're into the other ones like AEW or NXT, I think that's a Tuesday, Wednesday. it feels like wrestling's on all the fucking time. But I'm just trying to start small. I'm just like, hey, I'm going to do Raw. I'm going to do SmackDown. And then I'll do the special events when they have them, which I've seen the Royal Rumble. And this past weekend was the Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia. It's pretty cool. That shit came on, I think. Well, I was on the East Coast at this time. I was in Georgia. But that was at 5 a.m. that started. That was 6 p.m. in Perth, Australia. If I were to have stayed home, it would have been 4 a.m. and I wasn't going to wake up. I was like, actually, when I woke up this weekend to watch it, it just stopped. So I was on Peacock, which is like the streaming service, like NBC owned shit that has all the WWE stuff. On top of that, this is just going to be me rambling about wrestling, guys, at this point, if you haven't really caught on. So, and I'm going to be all over the place because I've just been hyper-focused, rabbit-holing into the world of wrestling. And this is just me excited to kind of geek out about it. Really raw and uncut. Like I said, I'm just chilling. So, if you do not want to listen any further, I completely get it. All right. If you're still here, thank you. Appreciate you. Here we go. So where was that? Oh, Peacock. Okay. So yeah, so we're doing Peacock right now, and Peacock's got all the WWE, but it was recently announced that at the start of 2025, Monday Night Raw, which could not be Monday night anymore. It could be any night. Who knows? There's a lot of competition on a Monday night, guys. You know it. Monday Night Football. I know the college football championship happens on a Monday. There's a lot of other stuff on Mondays, dude. It's not a light week. The world just gets going at the start of the week. So who knows what they'll do. But anyways, it'll be on Netflix. Like, they spent a shit ton of money. Millions, easily, to secure that deal. So Raw right now, Monday Night Raw, airs on USA. Which, I gotta be honest, just like Peacock, the only reason I've ever been on these streaming services or channels is just for wrestling. I don't know any shows that USA does. Nothing against them. I watched USA when the UFL was on there. Because the UFL was on there. UFL would find itself on Fox, NBC, USA randomly, and then it even did some shit on Peacock before, and I was so like, ugh. But that's just where we are. Right now, I'm really cherry picking a lot of streaming services, and that's driving me crazy. I wish there was an all-in-one cable. But that's another episode for another time. Anyways, Peacock. I've said Peacock more than I ever wanted to in this episode. Let me get back to the wrestling stuff. So anyways, went to the show. Show was fucking awesome. Started watching Raw and SmackDown when I could. And just where the stories are at right now was also a really cool point. You got this whole thing with The Rock coming back. You got WrestleMania is like less than 40 days away at the time of this recording. There's been two events that I've been able to witness. And it's crazy, man. Like, there's a lot of cool aspects of the WWE. And I can only speak on that. Like, I know there's probably going to be people that listen to this and go, what about NXT? And what about AEW? And what about OVW? And what about this? And it's like, dude, I am a novice. My guys, I've just walked through the pearly gates. Like, give me a chance. I will, over time, find curiosity and interest in these other things, at least to give them a shot, you know. But it's like when someone gets into comic books, you can't expect them to read every title and everything and know, like, what? So anyways, I don't know. I'm sure there's a toxic side to wrestling fandom. There is a toxic side to every fandom. I hope to not encounter that. So far, my social interactions and even seeing what these superstars, these wrestlers are doing with their social media. Like, I watched a Hot Ones episode with Seth freaking Rollins and Becky Lynch, which is they're married, but they were doing a first we feast hot ones challenge thing. Like, it's crazy. I mean, and then we got The Rock, like I mentioned earlier. The Rock is, oh God, for those who don't know, to my understanding, you have the WWE and you got the UFC, and they're under this umbrella company called TKO. The Rock is now a board member, and he signed on. They rang the bell over there at Wall Street or whatever. It's a lot, dude. It's kind of fun to just deep dive on something that has such a plethora of history and content and information, and it's already established. It's been there the whole time. You just didn't see it, or you didn't take time to see it. And that's what this experience has been like. It's like wrestling's been popping. It's been out there. It's had its low times, its high times. And I feel like it's at a high time. I mean, between Cody Rhodes and that story right now, Roman Reigns, Seth freaking Rollins, Rhea Ripley. Anyways, I had to say that twice. Put respect on it. There's so many good superstars. Now, there's been controversies and things like that. It's been really interesting to understand how that sports entertainment world works from a fan's perspective, but just with how the internet is these days, there's a lot of behind the scenes and, you know, stuff that comes out that is interesting. You know, like, a lot of people will sit there that aren't familiar with wrestling, and they will say, it's fake, it's not real, blah, 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 all this stuff. Like, I'm here to tell you that, yes, there are certain aspects of this that are predetermined to a degree. There is a story being told. There are characters. But at the same time, you have to respect, you have to acknowledge that these individuals are working extremely hard and are putting their bodies through a lot. I'm watching people, like, dude, they were main events at Elimination Chamber in Perth, Australia, which was like technically a 25 to 30 hour flight from most places. Okay, they were doing that Saturday, and then they were flying and were doing shit for Monday Night Raw in San Jose, California. And I'm like, well, you gotta respect the grind. You gotta respect the hustle. That's a busy life, dude. Like, they're on the go. And that was something that I realized when I went to that show in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm thinking, like, oh, this is just like a subsector of the WWE. They just go on the road. They come to these smaller places. And, like, Montgomery is a city. It's a capital. It's not, like, super small, but it's not an Atlanta, Georgia. It's not a Philadelphia. It's not a Boston, a Los Angeles, a Houston. It's not these types of cities. I would argue that Birmingham in the state of Alabama is a lot bigger than Montgomery in so many ways. I don't even think that's an arguable fact. I think that's fact. All right. I'm all over the place. Bringing it back. I understood that the WWE was a road show. Like, they travel across the country. And when they say road to WrestleMania, it legit is a road. Like, they were in Atlanta, then they came to Montgomery. So, like, I understood, like, their dates and everything, where they were going to be. There was, like, a path. And it was like, oh, shit. But that also made me realize that that's why they have such a strong following. You know, like, when you ask people, and this is just me, those who know me know that I was born in Maine, and I moved down here when I was like in fourth grade into the Southeast, into specifically Alabama. And at that time, it felt like for a long time that not many people were into the NFL. Like, it was all college football. And I realized that, you know, when you don't have certain things accessible to you, that's why you just never find the interest. Like, it's just not there. But I'm thinking about these people that have been able to experience and see these names and faces in the flesh, in person, be in the same building, how much of an impact that is. You know, everyone has their preference. I definitely love just kicking it on the couch, watching college football, having people over, having some drinks, having some snacks in the comforts of my own home. That experience is great. But on the days that I feel young and risky, I will go on the road to Tuscaloosa, to Atlanta, to anywhere to see a live sports event. But golly, it is expensive and it is tiring and there's so much. But you exchange all that for like a really unique fucking experience, man. Like, if you've been to a concert or most live events, a Comic Con or anything, a movie theater on midnight premiere, I'm just naming examples of things where I think that when you're in a room full of people that are really fucking into what everyone is there to see or witness or experience, wow, if you could bottle that feeling up and inject it into your veins every now and then, dude, it makes a difference. Like, it's almost like that was how it was meant to be experienced. You know how like a lot of directors throw fits about people watching their movies on their phones, and it's like, you need to go to the theater. But like, I kind of get that. Like, they had a vision and their product was, it was like, this is best experience. You get the 100% intended feelings if you do it this way. And so like, I can understand that people have gotten these feelings and these opportunities throughout the years to introduce themselves to wrestling because it's been available to them to some degree, somewhere close by. And I think that that's a wonderful thing. And I think it's a wonderful thing that the guy that's on the cover of WWE 2K24, the video game for wrestling, Cody Rhodes and like Rhea Ripley and oh, what's her face? There's so many and I'm still learning, so I apologize. I'm so sorry. I might have to look that up because I do not want to not mention her. But I just think that, you know, them coming out there and putting in that work and then getting on a bus or getting on a plane or doing whatever they got to do and just go do it all over again on a bigger stage or wherever. It's crazy. It's really cool. It's super, super fun to witness. I feel like I've just rambled now. I just really wanted to sit here and geek out with you guys about wrestling. I think it's definitely something that if you haven't checked out, give it a shot, man. I think there's a lot of cool stories. There's a lot of cool wrestlers. There's something out there for everyone. I look at it like how I try to pitch anime to people that don't really get into anime. I go, there's something out there for everyone, I promise you. Like, and if you just like take it with an open mind and a fresh perspective, and you might have to turn some things off, like, because look, dude, there's some wacky shit in anime that you have to tell people, like, no, you just have to accept that these are the rules in this world. Well, like, when you're experiencing WWE or wrestling, and these performances, these stories, these spectacles, these moments, like, you have to just like go along with for the ride, dude. Just let them do their thing and just for a minute just escape with it, you know? And I think that's what it's been for me. Like, it's been very nice to have this thing to look forward to week and to be invested in. Yeah. And I don't know, who knows, like maybe a month from now, I'm not really into it. I mean, it feels like the impact that it's had on me most recently is a lasting one, and it will always should be at to some degree in my rotation. I mean, there's times I get tired of football or video games, or, you know, I think we can all relate that, you know, there are certain things that you kind of come in and out of, and but at this time of this recording, wrestling is something I find really interesting and really entertaining. And I hope that if I said anything that seemed appealing to you, that you take the opportunity to check it out for yourself and make your own assumptions or make your own, you know, opinions about it and just like experience it for yourself. And then, you know, tell me what you think if you're like me and just recently jumping into this world of wrestling. Now, if you're a vet to the game, I get it. Hey, give me some feedback. What are some things to look out for that have happened in the past, some different eras or different WrestleManias or, you know, moments or wrestlers and stuff? There's a history to that I'm definitely like curious to explore over time. And then also, like I mentioned at the beginning of this, I'm not too familiar with like AEW, and I'm not too familiar with NXT. NXT was on last night, and I thought about it, man. I have it on my DVR, so maybe I'll pop it in from time to time. So, I don't want to bore you guys. Like I said, I just wanted to get something out today. There's still so much I wish I could talk about right now about wrestling, but maybe I'll have another conversation with somebody else who is a fan, and I'll be able to geek out more. But for right now, I just wanted you guys to have something to listen to this week. I will do my best to get out another recording. If not, look forward to Wednesday. Next Wednesday, every Wednesday, Wondersoul podcast episodes. Whew, man, this was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you guys for supporting on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, obviously. Look forward to different things. I've been kind of just in my spare time, just when I'm on Halo or stuff, streaming on Twitch. I don't really care for Twitch, but it's like the best quality I can do streaming wise right now. I'm sure I could do better, but with my Xbox, it, for some reason, Xbox, come on, man. You can't just directly stream to YouTube, which I would prefer to. So what I'm trying to do is go, okay, well, I'll just stream on Twitch. Who cares? You know, don't get too invested in it, and then like use that for a VOD. But you know, that might just be something I do sporadically. Other than that, main focus right now is definitely still getting these episodes out to you guys. But like I said, give me some feedback. What are some topics and things you would like to hear me talk about, and friends and guests and people of that nature. But hope you guys are doing good. Take care. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace. Wondersoul. 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 Wondersoul.